Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
Christ,
who is the head of my life. Praise God, giving honor to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, to our men, ADM Frontline, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. God bless you. Good evening, good evening, good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay on today. Oh, yes, he did. See, it was God that woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you the activity of your limbs. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And as we come before the throne of Almighty God, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, and giving him the glory from which all blessings flow. See, God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Even on this Wednesday evening, he brought us through the day. Oh, bless his holy name. Didn't let any harm befall us. Oh, glory be to God. Our children, our families, our friends, our co-workers, our businesses, our homes. It was God. It was God that blessed us on today. Oh, bless his holy name. And see, God loves us with that agape love. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Unexplainable love. Unpredictable love. Unchangeable love. Oh, yes. That is the God that we serve. Our Alpha and our Omega. The beginning and the end. And before him, oh, glory be to God, there is none other, none other, none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who made the way for you and me on today. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the honor as you bow down now before the throne of God. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also. Father God, I come to you, giving you the honor and the glory, God. I come to you, God, thanking you for being the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor elect Baba Smith and everyone ADM minister this morning. Father God, we thank you, God, for bringing us together once again today, God. We thank you for continuing to shield and protect us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the man of God, every minister that it is today, God. We lift them up, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Each and every day as they pull out, God, minister of a minister into their flocks, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them in a mighty way. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every leader of ADM members in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you strengthen us in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you just continue to be a mind regulator for us and heart fixer, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to lead and guide us and the way that we need to be in you, in the name of Jesus. God, let us continue just to lay before you, calling on your name, calling on the name of Jesus. God, we realize, God, there is power in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for being that healer for us today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, oh, God, we lift up the very sick vessel that it is, God, today. God, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for loving us in a special way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift the power spouts up to you today, God. We pray, God, that your perfect will continue to be in their life, God. We see what you're doing, God. We thank you, God, for making men out of O'Shea the way that you would have them to walk in you, God. Godly man, holy man, God. That's a man that would stand fast and move for in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for our family member, God. We thank you because we see you drawing them near to you, saving and delivering and set free in the name of Jesus. God, we come to you, God. Also, God, we come to the throne of repenting, God. Oh, God, the thing we said or did or thought wasn't like you, God. Let us be mindful to ask you to forgive us, God, in a special way. God, let us just come from our soul being saying, God, forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus today. God, we ask that you touch each individual today, God. Make a difference in our life. God, a change, God. Oh, God, let them have that strong will, God. Let them know I will live for God. I will live holy out of emotion. Here I am, Lord. I'm stretched out. I'm messed up, oh, boy. I know the emotion, God. But I ask you to bring your deliverance power, God. Purge me and wash me like never before. In the name of Jesus, so I can walk holy. So I will say hallelujah in a mighty way. God, we thank you today,
yes,
God. We thank
yes.
you for touching every telephone, God. Every
yes.
laptop today, God. Let your power come
yes.
down right now when you go, God. Let your
thank
blood
you,
cover
Lord.
Us, God, like
thank
never before.
You, Lord.
In the mighty
thank
name of Jesus. God, we
hallelujah.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Because if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, we'll still
yes.
be messed up, God. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, God,
yes.
we thank you today, God.
Lord.
We pray, God, that you bless every elderly person, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God, in their
yes.
homes, God, even while they're sitting on their porch, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we may not
yes.
be what we want to be, God, but when we look back, I know the most, we can truly say we're not what we used to be, God. We see the change. We see the turnaround in the name of Jesus, God. Let us stay focused on you, God. Let our eyes stay focused on you, God. Let us keep our minds stay on you, God. You said if we did, you'll give us perfect peace. So every trial that we go through, God, oh, we have peace. We've been going through the trial, God. We
yes.
have a mind made up
thank
and we won't
Jesus.
Go back. Don't want to feel
Lord,
the last time we'll go back in somebody's name.
Lord, Lord.
We shall push right
thank
never before.
You,
oh, God, how we thank you for
you.
This day, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
We
can't help but to say hallelujah, God.
Yes,
oh, God, we thank you for the stirring in our spirit, God.
Yes,
out of all
yes,
God. We
yes.
thank you for that peace, that peace that desires
yes,
that the world
yes,
can't understand, God.
Yes,
we thank you for the food, God, that you put on our table, God. We realized it wasn't us, but it was all you, God. Out of all God, we thank you for the shelter that you place on our head, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize some people are homeless, God. Right now, we have the nerve to complain, God. We need to just be saying, God, I thank you. I glorify your name today. Because I know without you, it wasn't none of us, me. It wasn't nobody else but you. God, we thank you today, God. Continue, God, to let us keep our eyes on you. Continue,
amen.
Let us walk as you walk, God. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus, God.
Amen.
As Mother Helen bring the word about 7 of the most this afternoon,
amen.
God. let us set and have our heart in position, God, and receive your word. Let us eat it like never before, that we may grow and grow and grow, God, into that beautiful blossom flower in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For the whole sake of, we thank you, God. These things we ask you this afternoon in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we
praise.
Thank you,
Lord.
God, we praise.
God,
we praise. God, we glorify.
Thank you.
Your Holy Spirit, come in the midst and bless this corporate prayer on today. Now, Father God, by your Holy Spirit, let it come in and touch. Let it come in and anoint. Let it come in and saturate even this word that Mother Helen's going to bring on today, Father God. Feed us what we need. Feed us what we need. Holy Spirit, do it right now. Do it right now. In the name of Jesus, all glory be to God. And Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing until you come in the midst. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And move right now. Stir up the atmosphere right now. Saturate the atmosphere right now. Holy Spirit, of the living God. Move right now.
Yes, Lord.
Move right now. That your people be blessed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That your people be taught. That your people be led. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now. We're working on you.
Lord.
We're counting on you.
Yes.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
Lord. Lord.
Of the living God. We thank you now.
Yes, Lord.
For everything and all things. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Holy
Amen.
Spirit. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise
Amen.
God. It's Bible study time. How about
yes,
that?
It is.
Amen.
Amen.
It's time for
Amen.
Mother Helen to come
yes,
in the
yes.
midst and break
yes,
the
is.
Bread of life with us
Amen.
Around the table
yes.
of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't let
yes,
any
yes.
crumbs get away. Don't let any nugget get away. Because Mother Helen is coming in her own way right now.
Yes,
you take
Amen.
The wheel, Mother Helen. God bless you.
God bless
God
you,
bless,
Pastor Smith.
Mother.
God bless you, Mother Jackson. Pastor Smith already, as he always does, get up in my message. And I love
Amen.
It when it's like that. That means we on Amen. One accord, that we are spiritually
Amen.
Connected.
Yes.
And I send
Amen.
Peace and blessing to everyone under the sound of my voice, our international listeners all over the United States, here in Atlanta. I just bless you. I bless you. And I give honor to God, who's the head and giver of all of our lives, my life. He woke
Amen.
Us up this morning, and for
yes,
that we
is.
Are so grateful. I give
Amen.
Honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, my pastor,
yes.
First Lady Lakeisha Temple, to the Amen. Motherboard, to Pastor Smith, Pastor Barbara Lex Smith, all the ministers, the deacons, the youth, everyone that it takes to make up the ADM family body. Well, I have to say that I just thank God for all of us women that were on that prayer line last night, because the Holy
Amen.
Ghost sure did come in and show out. And that's how
Amen.
I hope it will be from now on. I tell you, I've been registering all day off of that. That was just like when you put that good gas in your tank, it carries
mm-hmm.
you to the next time, but it carried me to this present time. And tonight we just going to be looking at our love meter. We can't get enough of talking about love. Every last one of us sometimes falls short in that area. Not by no fault of our own, but because we are human and we are flesh. Well, what is this thing called love? I'll be reading from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, And I'm going to be reading from the New English Version because I want to make it so plain that what we do as saints, that we have to love unconditionally. We have to love when we don't want to love. We have to love deeply when we want to say the wrong things. So that being said, let me begin to read. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to come back and have a discussion about love. I may be able to speak the language of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all the knowledge and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains, but if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned, but if I have no love, this does me no good. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are temporary. There are gifts of speaking in strange tongues, but they will cease. There is knowledge, but it will pass. For our gifts of knowledge and inspired messages are only partial. But when what is perfect calm, that is what partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, feelings, and thinking were all those of a child. But now I am adult. I have no more use for childish ways. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. It will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. With that being said, how is your love meter? Do we need improvement? This is a message for me, you, from the pulpit to the door, because we never get enough of spreading love. Sometimes we can be so overwhelmed with situations until if we're not careful, we'll say or do things that's not of God. Some people say no one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love should be brought to full expression in us. God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us, as 1 Peter 4:8. How do you feel about love? So just stop and think about it. Paul argued that love is action, not emotion. Gifts of prophecy, all of these things are from the Holy Spirit. Yet without love, the person who has them is nothing without love. Paul expresses that the greatest expression of spirituality is love. If we could just summarize these verses like this, without love, I say nothing, I am nothing, and I gain nothing. So let us just stop for just one moment and reflect on our spiritual gifts and our ministry in our various churches. Do we do what we do to prove a point? Or do we do it because we have a love, genuine love for people? Do we serve out of the sense of obligation? Or do we just do it because that's what our pastor, our apostle, evangelist, or whoever expect out of us? Do we drag in with a negative attitude of thinking that, say, well, somebody said something to me I didn't like. I'm overwhelmed by another person's action. And when I come in there, I'm going to come in there and do just what I have to do, and then I'm going on about my business. Wrong attitude That's when you need to check your love meter. Because when we do things for the Lord, it's not out of emotion. It's out of a love for him. The greatest love that we could ever know is come out of John 3:16, so that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that the greatest love of all? Isn't that an example for us to go by? Don't I need to love my neighbor, my friend, my folks, my family members as Christ loved us? Who one of us would have sacrificed and hung on that cross, took that beating, stabbed, spit on? No, not one. But he set the pace that if we just love one another as he loved us, then all is well. Paul say love is action, not emotion. So therefore, we need to put feet to our love. And what do I mean by that? We need patience, long-suffering. Love doesn't have a short fuse. Can you tolerate the shortcoming of others? Love is not provoked. No emotional outbursts. How many times have you lost your love walk and you said things that you wish you could take back, or you did things you wish you had not did, or you said things to a fellow man that you wish you had not said? I always tell you that three things we can't get back: a rock after it's thrown, a word after it's said, and an appointment after it's missed. So be mindful of what we think, what we say, and how we feel. Oh, I know there are a lot of times you get overwhelmed with people's action. Everybody don't praise the Lord the same. Some people are quiet. Some people are noisy. But do we have the right to criticize? I'm reading a book now on the power of prayer by Evelyn Christensen. And she said that she formed a habit that in the mornings when she rode the bus or the train or however she got on public transportation, she would look around at people sitting near her, and she had a little thing she called shooting prayers. You never know what a person is going through because they are quiet. Everybody don't praise God the same. You can place six people together, and not one of them will praise God the same way that we praise God. Some are quiet in worship. Some are noisy. And some just sit and just meditate on the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes God wants us to be quiet where he can speak to us. He hears a silent heart. So let us, it's not love when you criticize a person that don't praise God like you do. If they don't say hallelujah like you do. If they don't talk as much as you do. Know that we all are different. We all are not the same. But God loves each and every one of us. And that's why we have to love pure. There's no day past that you don't get overwhelmed or irritated with what's going on around you. Sometime in the home, a husband and wife. Sometime it's the children. But do you go off? Do you have an outburst? Do you show that love, long-suffering, and patience? Do you catch yourself? Sometimes we just need to just get the Bible and read everything that we can find about love. Because love is out of it. If you say you're sanctified and holy, you better have that love walk, because you're going to be tried by the fire. You're going to go through some pain. People are not going to do everything you want you to do. They're not going to say everything right towards you. They can look at you some kind of way. But I'm not Christian. I say just love that hell out of them. Just keep on showing your love. Just keep on showing love and patience and long-suffering.
Yes.
Love endures all things. We will grow in love, and we can't grow in love for others without having that loving relationship with God. You cannot. If you don't have that loving relationship with God, how can you love me? How can you have your sensitivity? You have to go back to the fruits of the Spirit. That's all mm-hmm. about love when it says joy, mm-hmm. peace, long suffering, patience.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. I said, no two people are alike. We can't get angry. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. I know mm-hmm. you're not living right. I know you say things you shouldn't say. I know you're still drinking and smoking. I know you're still cursing. I know you're still doing what you shouldn't be doing. But if I keep loving you, if I keep praying for you, and I can't pray for you unless I love you, if I keep loving that love walk with you, sooner or later, change. One person can make a difference. Everybody don't have that love walk. But we can work on it, and we can ask God to develop it in us. Because without love, we cannot serve God. Without love, we can't say that we love the Lord. He said, love two commandments that he stood on. He said, love me with all your mind, heart, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That says it all. That says it all, that we have to love deeply. We have to love caringly, regardless of good, the bad, and the ugly. We still have to love you. We don't have to criticize. We have to practice love. Just practice love.
Yes.
And my last scripture that I'm going to leave with you comes out of Galatians 22 and 23. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. Well, today, check your love meter. Find out. Am I loving like I should? Do I love just, or do I have just a Sunday kind of love? Do I love just on Sunday? I have to love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Do I think of my loved ones and my church members during the course of the week? Do I reach out and just say, well, I'm just sending you some love. I'm just checking on you. Saints, let us get rid of that Sunday kind of love. Let's have that daily 24/7 kind of love that we love you when you're up, love you when you're down, love you when you frown, love you when you smile. Just love deeply at all times. All we can have all of the faith, the hope that we need, but the greatest of these is love. And I hope I have encouraged someone today. Check your love meter, and let's love somebody, anybody, everybody for the rest of the week. And you know I always leave you all with a little nugget, and this nugget today is the five watches. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. God bless you, and I love you in the Lord. Turn it back in the hands of Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Mother O.D. Amen. I just tell you, you just came on down through there and let the Lord use you. Amen.
Yes.
For it was love, love, love that God spread on all of us. Oh, you know what? When they nailed him to the cross, he could have come down. But you know what? Our souls would have been lost. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
But because of his love towards us, you know, the so high, only Jesus could pay the price.
Yes.
Nobody else could
fit
the bill.
Hallelujah.
But love, L-O-V-E, my God, if we had just a little more love in the world, oh, what a blessed time. Oh, what a blessed time it will be. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Mother. My. Yeah, you said something, amen, to satisfy my soul on today, talking about love. Lest we forget that God is love, and he made us out of that love on today.
Yes, he did.
on today. Remember those five things that the mother just shared with you. Go back and marinate on them. Praise God. And go back and read the word. Praise God. And let God give you revelation for your individual life. Praise God. For your individual servitude to the Lord. And see how he will bless you on today.
Yes.
May God bless you.
Yes.
And may heaven smile upon you. We thank God, amen, for Mother OG bringing the word. We thank God, amen, for Mother Jackson with the prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for our apostle and first lady that makes this possible each and every day. That we table and share the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ just to come in and tarry with us and take us just a little bit further in the Lord on today. On today, tell somebody that God loves them and so do you. On today, then come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we can come to the table of the Lord and do it all over again and get just what we ask for from the Lord.
Amen.
You have a God-blessed evening. May heaven smile upon you.
God bless.
God bless.